Defense spending has ebbed and flowed on an ongoing basis for most of the nation's history. But in the past, the cycles have been pretty logical. The buildups have tended to happen when wars start, and the drawdowns have tended to happen once wars are over. What makes this cycle different, DOD and industry officials say, is that the cuts started long before the end of the war and were a product of political stalemate, not a policy consensus about national security priorities. And for that reason, no one quite knows where things are headed, says Alana Breutman, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Manufacturing and Industrial Base Policy. She told a Bloomberg government conference the uncertainty makes the Pentagon very worried about the long-term health of the defense industry, particularly small suppliers.
The precipitousness of the cuts in caused by sequestration, which are not tied to long-term policy explanations, make it very difficult for us to plan and make it very difficult for industry to plan. As you all know, the defense industry is unlike other industries. Often, if a defense company comes up with a product, if we don't buy it, literally nobody else is allowed to buy it. And so it's not like we could just ask them to take the kinds of risks that a lot of other companies might be able to take. So if we can't fund that R&D or if we can't give that certainty with programs because we're literally building two budgets at a time, then it's very difficult to see how we're going to be able to get good products and also the best products for our warfighters. The other thing I'd say has changed in the last, this has been happening, but it's probably more precipitous in the last decade than maybe others since World War II, is we no longer can guarantee that our product is always the best product, which means that if we're not investing, we may well have a weapon deficit that we may face with a potential adversary. And so that it's much more risky. And that's much more risky for the Defense Department, but it also translates to more risk for industry, because when our industry competes around the world, we would rather have it be the winner of foreign competitions as well. And if we're not investing in it the way, you know, other more government-owned industries might be able to invest, that's also going to be very difficult for our own industry's economic well-being.
Another concern in the Pentagon, according to Breutman, is that the defense industry simply looks a lot different than it did at the start of the last downturn, when the Cold War was ending. Then, procurement budgets were falling dramatically, and DOD was urging its biggest vendors to consolidate and become more efficient. At this point, the Pentagon doesn't think it's in its interest to see any more mergers at all among its top-tier vendors, since there are so few left.
As budgets precipitously come down, we're very concerned about continuing competition in industry, and obviously competition is just a market truism, leads to better quality, better pricing, and so that's something we worry about quite a bit. It also means that there are fewer entities that will be around to fund some of the innovation that we're worried about.
And even though the biggest trough in procurement spending under sequestration is still 2 years away, the Pentagon is already seeing fewer competitors bidding on its request for proposals, says Frank Kendall, the Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics. That's in spite of the department's Better Buying Power initiative, which has emphasized the need to increase competition for contracts.
Competition across the board is the best way we can reduce costs, period, of anything that we can do. So our numbers are not up on competition. They're flat to down a little bit. I've got to look deeply into that and understand what's happening there. I think with the budget cuts and the changes in plans and the way we've been shrinking, we're basically doing fewer new things, which is one of the more easy places to have competition is in the new things that you're doing. Given the way the workforce was treated last year, just having adequate resources to do some of the things to run the competitions that we need to have been lacking in some cases. But we need to keep the pressure on and keep a competitive environment. It isn't just about head-to-head competitions. Everybody who works for us in government ought to be a little nervous about losing their contract next time around or through some mechanism or another. Nobody should be complacent and comfortable that they've got the business forever. That's not the way it should work. Okay, we're not going to get the kind of leanness and efficiency that we need if people have that attitude. There are a lot of ways to create competitive pressures.
DOD officials say that during the short term, at least, sequestration has not created a crisis with its industrial base. Its largest contractors are doing quite well, at least based on their share prices on Wall Street. Kendall says the Pentagon's biggest concern is with regard to its small vendors.
We're watching the industrial base very carefully. We're letting market forces work, but we're paying attention, and we are prepared to intervene on some cases. And those cases are generally where there's a key capability that we really need to have that the Defense Department can't live without. And we'll find ways. We're working with industry on this. I've talked to most of the CEOs of the major primes. They're watching their supply chains very carefully. The greatest risk is at the smallest companies, particularly the small manufacturing companies that build very specialized parts in low quantities. They're very sensitive to changes in their market. They don't have the access to capital that the big primes do, and so we're watching them very carefully, and there are cases where we're prepared to step in and help people. There are also some cases kind of at the other end of the spectrum where I'm worried about design teams in particular and our ability to design the next generation of products in a certain area. If we're not doing that for a decade or two, then we're at risk of losing some of that capacity in our industry. So I'm taking some initiatives in the prototyping area to try to ensure that we move the technology forward, hedge against uncertain futures as far as threats are concerned, and preserve some of those core capabilities for the department.
But even the biggest defense firms won't be able to weather the storm forever, according to Linda Hudson, a board member at BAE Systems who retired as the company's CEO 3 months ago. She says while prime vendors like her company are enjoying very healthy earnings right now, that's mostly because they've dramatically downsized their workforces over the last few years and engaged in large buybacks of their own stock.
You can only buy back so many shares, so while this model is working well financially at the moment, it is not sustainable over the long haul. And when you look at the expected decrease in defense spending, barring some unusual world event that might change that, I think this time period of extraordinary financial performance is limited. We could argue about how long, I'm not real sure. The small companies are not weathering it nearly as well. They don't have the ability to adapt and adjust in as big a way as the larger contractors can. They're often focused in one particular area, and if that gets hit, you know, they're limited in how they can respond. So I think we're on a precipice of an industry readjustment like we saw in the last major downturn.
But it will also be very much unlike the last major downturn. Hudson says when the Cold War ended, everyone understood exactly why it was a reasonable time for the U.S. to cut its defense spending. Contractors certainly didn't like the fact that the revenues were taking a major hit, but she says that cutback and the post-Vietnam cuts before it had some rationality to them, and vendors knew where things were headed.
And so while it was difficult for the industry, actually government and industry worked together to help consolidate and to bring together a more cost-effective, slimmed-down industry. What we have now is a reduction of defense spending, not tied to any peace dividend that I can find out. We still have troops deployed, and yet we're precipitously cutting defense. The policy and how it plays out in defense and in the country is not clear. Where we're headed is not clear. So you see companies now, rather than aligning with a clear and concise policy from the department tied to funding that we can predict from Congress, which hasn't happened in a while, you have industries saying, well, I'm not going to bet my future on something I can't see and something I don't understand. So very little research and development dollars are happening. Very few new products being taken, you know, forward into even a pre-production stage. It just feels very disjointed and misaligned, where the other two, while industry didn't like it, we understood it and we did the downsizing pretty much in a collaborative way with government.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.